Hello, my name is Monty Rowland with Monty Design in Morrisville, North Carolina. I'm on the way home from a business trip, had a few minutes and thought I would maybe create this fireside chat, do a little podcasting. It is interesting, the term podcasting, I just threw that out and I realized, you know, I guess 10 years ago, podcasting would sound like standing in a field throwing seeds. Now y'all are listening to a podcast. It's amazing how things change. So what I wanted to talk about today was a subject that at times I feel utterly unqualified to discuss, and that's listening. Listening is one of those basic human skills that ain't so basic. I think that when it comes to dealing with clients, it's a necessary skill, and it's an easy one to lose sight of, or just, I don't know, sometimes throw by the wayside. And so let's take a project and kind of dissect some of the steps. So let's say that your client or your constituent or your boss or the marketing person, so maybe you're an industrial designer, an engineer, and company, and the marketing person comes to you and says, here's what we need. Well, there's several places where that conversation can go wrong. One is that that person starts explaining what they need and you interrupt them. So when to interrupt while you're listening is an art. Because there are times when someone is going on and on and on and on and you're not getting anywhere and you need to interrupt and move to something more fruitful. But a lot of times, though, it's very, very easy. And I am pointing one finger at you and three fingers pointing back at me as I'm saying this. It's very easy to interrupt that statement. So let's say the marketing person is saying, what I really want is, and then if I interrupt them at that point, they may lose that train of consciousness, or worst case, we may get on a different one, and I may never hear that statement again for about 6 months when they say, or 3 months, or what have you, when they say, here's what I want. And at that point, we may have put a lot of effort into something that's not what they want. And so that's definitely something you want to avoid, is that interrupting. Because it's so easy to do. It's so tempting. I mean, we do, you know, if you're listening to this, you probably do product development, or you're thinking about doing it, or you may have some solid skills. And it's real easy to think we know what's best. Well, but that doesn't mean we listen to what our client needs. I mean, in the end, you may have a really great idea of what's best for that client, but that client may have a need, and if you don't take time to listen, it may go unfilled. And sometimes when we interrupt somebody, that statement, like I said, doesn't show back up for months, and then it's painful to hear because it's not what we have to show. Another item about listening is to stay on track. So back to the interrupting. One of the downsides of interrupting someone, although it's the part you didn't hear what they're about to say, another downside is it may give an opportunity where it's really easy for both the person talking and the person listening to all of a sudden be pushed into this brainstorming or what if mode, and then you end up pulling that person or that constituent, that client, off task, what they really wanted, and all of a sudden you're onto something that may be cool and fun for both of y'all, but may not be what's needed and wanted. And so then there again, a little while later, they look at you and say, but yeah, this is really neat, but. And so that's another pitfall. And so as a design firm, the place that listening skills are tested the most are a couple of places. One is when you have an inventor or an early stage entrepreneur. Often those folks are still searching for that product or still trying to figure out what's the embodiment they want. And it may be that if they've never done product development before, they don't want to miss anything. So all of a sudden, if you interrupt them and get them off track, they're like, oh, I didn't think about that. Maybe. Ooh, maybe we should look at this. And so the downside there is you take someone who might have had a solid concept for what they want, give them a whole lot of options that aren't needed for that context, and then all of a sudden you've got a lot of stuff you've got to wade through and explain and work through that isn't really what they want. And so that's another facet of that, if there's poor listening going on. I think too, it's most people when they're telling you what they want to please you. Because you're in the position to give them something that's what they want. And so they don't want to rub you the wrong way. They don't want you to feel like that this is a confrontational situation. So they may be more receptive, at least on the surface, to new ideas than maybe what they should be. Maybe they should be sticking to their guns. And so it's important that we listen and let those conversations occur naturally without pushing them in a preconcepted direction. And that's a tough thing to do sometimes, especially when you're busy and you got a lot going on and you're thinking, I know exactly what this person wants. Well, if you don't let them get to the end of the sentence, then maybe you don't. And it's kind of what's driving this podcast is that there was a situation recently where I don't think I did as good a job of listening as I should. And I think we went back and forth a lot. We ended up with it to be in a good position. That was great. But we did have I saw some frustration on my client's part because I think I could have gotten there quicker. And by not going back and going to that data point of when this client said, this is what I want, and I always use that as a stake in the ground, I think probably spent some time on some stuff that really wasn't what that client wanted. And that's not where you want to be. We want to make sure that your time, no matter if you're a practitioner, employee, or if you're a consultant, that time needs to be effective. And one way to do that is to listen carefully, listen long, and don't interrupt. And then that seems to help things go a lot better. The other thing that's important, I think, is that you've also got to set clear expectations for conversations. And I'm grouping this in with listening because there are times where you can get in very long conversations when people are very excited about their concept or their product, but they don't necessarily aren't fruitful because maybe they're being held way before you need to have that conversation, or you're not making good use of everybody's time. So I think by setting clear expectations for here's what we're going to discuss now, then I think that helps you be a better listener because you're not getting drawn into conversations that are 5 times, 4 times, 2 times as long as they need to be, and you can concentrate your listening on the things that are more important at that point in the project. So these are kind of my thoughts. This is kind of, I know, a brief podcast, but it's things that are hard to hear because, you know, we all think we're great listeners, but I don't know. I think there's always room for improvement. And this is kind of my thoughts on the subject. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for taking your time. I hope this was beneficial. It's kind of more of a pitfalls of bad listening than brought about through some of my experiences. And I think it's a wisdom thing too, wisdom and patience. Because, you know, one of the things is that patience is something that God gives you, or patience comes upon the rock of failure. So I think we've all at one time or another, or a few times maybe, made our life more difficult because we didn't listen well. I hope this helps. Have a great day. Monty Rowland, Monty Design, M-O-N-T-I-E at M-O-N-T-I-E.com. www.monty.com is the website. Hope to see you and talk to you sometime. Have a great day. Bye-bye.